is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome back, mamas. Recently, I've been thinking a lot about the first few years of motherhood. In writing my current book and researching some amazing new insights into the changes that we go through as women when we become mothers, all of which I cannot wait to share with you all, I have been taken back to those first few years of motherhood again. It was 10 years ago now that my first baby was born, and casting my mind back to that time, it feels like a strange dream. I can see so clearly how scared I was and how overwhelmed I was. And as I sit and think about all of that, the idea keeps coming back into my head. Could it have been any different if I'd known it was okay to not know what the hell I was doing? I don't mean not knowing what I was doing in terms of how to wrap a baby or change a nappy or breastfeed. I think we all, I hope by now, I think we all know that it is a learnt process of becoming a mother and understanding how to look after your child. And each child is different. Each child will throw you a new set of challenges that you will have to work out how to deal with. But what I'm most interested in is this idea that becoming the new version of yourself after you become a mother is going to take time. That it's okay that your complete sense of self disintegrates, sometimes overnight, sometimes in small, tiny increments over many years of babies. And you wake up and realize, I don't know who I am anymore, but I do know I'm different. I'm changed. Everything around me has changed. And I have to rebuild anew. And so I've been asking myself this question, would it have been any different, any easier, if I had known that this was going to be the making of a brand new me? That each step along the way I was unraveling and becoming someone new, and that that was okay. Because I know when I think about it now, 10 years ago, I didn't know that that was okay. I honestly didn't. I hope that 10 years later, we're having different conversations around motherhood and being a woman. And I hope that if you're listening, maybe you feel a bit better about this than I certainly did. But when I think about that very broken and overwhelmed woman that I was, I wish someone had told me that it's okay to feel completely unsure of who you are now. I know we're doing a great job telling mothers that it's okay to not know what you're doing with your children, but I still don't know if we say this enough to each other. So I want to say this to you. It's okay that you don't know who you are now. It's okay that you don't know what this means for your career or your marriage or your body or your sense of self in this world. It's absolutely okay to be scared that you don't know what this will mean for you. I wish someone had said that to me. I really do. I wish someone had said to me, it's okay. It will all make sense in the end. I had this really clear story pop into my head. As a writer, I'm always getting these strange analogies and stories popping into my head. And yesterday, as I was just sitting in a library, writing this book, reading books on the history of women and motherhood over the ages and doing all of my favourite things like researching and writing and thinking, I had this strange story pop into my mind that motherhood is a little bit like Mr. Miyagi in the Karate Kid movies. Now, hopefully you've all seen them and know exactly what I'm talking about, especially mamas of my generation. But it's the training of the wax on and wax off, the painting of the fence and the catching of the flies and all of the strange things that he gets Daniel to do, not realizing that actually he's giving him the basic training he needs to go on and fight. He needs to go on and win. And I thought to myself, oh, all of those horrible, hard, difficult times that I have been through over the last 10 years of trying to balance this amazing but terrifying role of being a mother, a partner, a career woman, and a woman of my own, has been a bit like the wax on, wax off of my life. I feel after a decade of this, I'm starting to see, not always, but I am starting to see that all of those little tedious jobs, the tedious jobs that you have to do as a mother over and over again, are like the wax on, wax off of Mr. Miyagi's training. That you don't realize at the time, it's giving you the muscles, the skills, the endurance, the resilience that you will need for the next beautiful journey you're about to take. And that journey has nothing to do with motherhood. It has everything to do with you as a woman, of who you are becoming. You don't know that those lessons are going to make you. You don't even know how they're going to make you. You don't even understand why they've been given to you. But it is the making of you. And so what if we could all just accept that this is a part of the remaking of us? That it's okay, we don't know how or why we've been given these challenges right now. We can't even see what the point of it all is. But what if we had faith? Faith that it is coming together, that we are getting the training and the opportunities and the teachers that we need to be able to find ourselves, to be able to birth ourselves to be the women we are ready to be next. What if this was all the training? It's helped me to think of those years a little bit more like that recently. It's helped me to go back in my own mind and see that very overwhelmed woman that I was with my little babies and say to her, you're exactly where you need to be. You're doing an amazing job. You have cracked open and broken down, but that is exactly what needed to happen. Have faith, have trust. It will all come together. And it will all make sense. So I say to you, what difference would it make if you had faith that all of this is actually exactly what you need and it will all make sense? From my heart to yours this week, much love, mamas. And if you'd like to share this podcast with a mama who you know is in the middle of this amazing but overwhelming journey too, a journey of discovering who she is now, that she is responsible for a family as well as herself. She's trying to find her own way back to who she is and who she might want to become. Please share this podcast with her. It is my greatest hope that these words will continue these conversations in mothers' groups and around hotels and backyards and parks, so we can all realize that motherhood is not just the birth of our children, it is the birth of us. And we have to be allowed to have the space, the time, and the support to figure out what that means. To figure out who we are now and our place in this world. So please share far and wide and leave a review on iTunes. Until next week, Sat Nam.